We are at stage 6 load shedding until further notice. That is the highest level we've ever been on. We have been here before. We've never been higher. A man with, I think, the most difficult job in the country joins me now, Sikonathi Mantshantsha, who is the spokesperson for Eskom. Sikonathi, thanks for your time. I know you're very, very busy. Just clarify this for us. Stage 6, any limit on this? Any idea when this might be reduced?
Yes, indeed. Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on the show. We will remain on stage 6 until Friday morning, whereafter we'll reduce to stage 5. We will keep this on until Saturday morning, and we will do a further update as and when required before that.
So stage 6 until Friday morning, then stage 5 through till Saturday morning. Then we'll find out later on where that goes.
That's absolutely correct, indeed.
Okay, why are we on such a high level? What has happened?
We, going all the way back, on October 23, we had a chimney collapsing at the Kusile Power Station on Unit 1. That structural collapse affected Unit 2, which was online at that time, while Unit 3 was offline for maintenance. The chimney system there has then become so unstable that Unit 2 and 3 have had to be kept all offline while repairs and investigations into the collapse of Unit 1 are ongoing. So these will be these three units will be off for a period of about 3 months for the one that is already damaged, and the two other units will be returned to service as soon as it can be established that they are safe to operate. So those two have taken out of capacity 2,100 megawatts, which is quite a significant chunk. This evening at Quebec Unit 1, it will be taken offline for the scheduled maintenance, which also includes the refueling. And this will be for a period of no less than 6 months, because you have to do the long-term operation, the steam generator replacement as well on Unit 1, which then will ready the unit to operate for another 20 years once that is done. So we've had those. In addition, we then had over the past 24 hours breakdowns of 6 generating units that have really put us to where we are at this point.
6 out of how many generating units? What sort of number are we talking about here?
Eskom operates in total about 82 generating units.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've had long-term breakdowns of some of those amounting on average to 14,000 megawatts. But we currently are sitting now with breakdowns of 19,000 megawatts. This is out of a system of 47,000 megawatts in total.
So breakdowns on 19,000 megawatts out of 47%, it's not far short of half. Kusile is a new station. How are chimneys collapsing on a brand new power station?
Kusile is indeed a new power station. The difficulty about Kusile is that it was built with a technology that has never been used before in South Africa and certainly in Africa, and that is the flue gas desulfurization, or it's commonly known as scrubbers. That is the that unit, the chimney that I'm talking about, is attached to that unit to that technology, and that same technology has been responsible for all the outages that we have had at Kusile over the for at least a year now. So the reality, in addition to the bad designs that we have spoken about extensively, you have an FGD technology that has caused a lot of these problems, and the original equipment manufacturer has now been engaged to help sort this out once and for all.
Talking about sorting something out, I've had a voice note, which I'm not going to play, but the gist of it is on Sunday, Carte Blanche had a story about a coal syndicate stealing good coal and replacing it with low-standard coal. Are you aware of that? Are you investigating that?
Yes, definitely. Eskom has been working on this together with the law enforcement agencies, and we have been reporting arrests over the past 3 months. top of my mind now, we can talk about eight individuals having been arrested exactly for that kind of crime. Some are indeed going through the court processes. It is a wide scam that now that coal has become so expensive and attractive to Europe, crooks in South Africa are trying to divert good quality coal to the harbors in order to satisfy a demand in Europe. Eskom is definitely working hand in glove with the law enforcement agencies to get over this crime.
Shikanati, thank you very much indeed for what is an honest update, but not a very encouraging one. So to summarize, stage 6 until Friday morning, stage 5 from Friday morning until Saturday morning to be advised. Thereafter, 19,000 kilowatts out of 47,000 kilowatts is down at the moment, 6 generating units offline, and the brand new Kusile power station has chimneys collapsing. I can't find any good news in all of that.